Hi there. The word for you today is on building men and women of God. In Deuteronomy 6, verse 6 and 7, God gives his people certain commandments, and then he says, impress them on your children. So, teach your children to respond the right way to God's direction and correction. Help them to understand that God's correction is not rejection. In Proverbs 3, verse 11, Solomon writes, my son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, as a father the son he delights in. So to help your children understand this, do two things. Number one, teach them to respond correctly to your discipline. You see, the rules you don't enforce now will be enforced by others later and at higher cost. But let your discipline be fair, not excessive, and be consistent. Come on, don't permit today what you punished yesterday. And saying things like, how many times have I told you? Or, if you do that again, you'll be grounded. Saying things like that means you're not serious, and that they have several warnings before you act. Enforce it. Don't threaten unless you intend to follow through. And number two, teach them to respond correctly to authority figures. The Bible says in Romans 13, verse 1, everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God establishes. Don't belittle police, or teachers, or principals, or pastors, etc. If you do, it will come back to bite you and your children. And number three, share your own experiences of personal growth through correction. Let your children know that you're not perfect. That'll help them relate to your humanity as a parent, and it'll give them hope. They'll think, hey, if mom and dad learned by being corrected when they blew it, then I can too. Well-chosen times of personal sharing are much more effective than nagging and sermonizing. Okay?